All right, Contians, welcome back to another episode of Icons Even Podcast. This is your host, Lakota Tau. This is Shoot the Shit Sundays, I believe number 4. And I do apologize for putting this out late. It's been a full day of activities. I don't have a guest. I just have a couple shameless plugs and some announcements. I hope the audio is good and you guys enjoy. I am recording it with my, I guess I do have guests. My wife is on the podcast, and I do have my 3 wonderful ferrets that are part of it. They don't say much. I don't think they say anything. You may get a couple hiccups or coughs or sneezes from them, but that's about it. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. This is episode 32, I believe, too. So we're getting closer and closer to that 100th episode, which that's what I'm ultimately shooting for, is the 100th episode. Once I do that, I'm going to start investing a ton of money into this. But in the meantime, you guys are stuck with me. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. All right, Contians. Sorry, this is getting out really late. This is going to be a quick Shoot the Shit Sundays. I am laying in bed with my wife, April.
Say hi.
Hi.
I don't even know if that picked her up. I have ferrets running around me. If you don't already know, I have 3 ferrets. We have 3 ferrets. Klaus, who's my big boy. He's right here. I have Mina, and she's named Mina because she's mean. She's the smallest one, though. And then we have Uma, who is the youngest but the fattest. So they all have their own individual quirks and personality, and that's what makes them fun. Yeah. So usually on Shoot the Shit Sundays, I will have a guest on. Today's been all over the place. It's been pretty wild. I am now officially quarantined. Vivint shut down our operations actually an hour after I published my podcast episode on Friday night, which was completely ironic, but completely understood. What's up, babe? What is this? What'd you hand me? A booger? I don't know what it is. Oh, well, it was probably a booger. My wife just handed me a boogie. That is so gross. So, they shut down operations, which means I get to solely focus on this new e-commerce business. I didn't really want to announce it yet, but you can find it at icontiven.home.blog. The website, Klaus, dude, chill. He's like trying to climb up a box right now and he's failing. It's so loud when he does that. But you know what? Actually, I'm going to wait on that announcement.
Just tell them.
I should tell them. So it's a CBD online e-commerce store. The website is philosapothecary.com. That's PHILOS. APOTHECARY.com. The company is called Philosophers Apothecary LLC. You know, I wanted to start this business, and it worked out perfectly because now with everything shutting down, everyone's ordering online, including CBD oil and in some places where you can legally do it, marijuana. But we wanted to start this company because CBD oil, like high quality CBD oil, like Charlotte's Web and stuff like that, isn't bad, but it's just way overpriced, like incredibly overpriced. And I had put so many of my friends and family onto CBD oil and CBD products to help with whatever ailment that it helps with, right? Anxiety, general inflammation, depression, pain, really anything, right? Sleep disorders. So I was like, you know, I put so many people onto it, I might as well sell and promote it. And so got a couple of investors together and launched it. And it moved really fast. It actually only took like maybe a month total to like get everything situated, everything sorted. So that's really cool. So our products are available now. We have two oils available. They're both full spectrum. This is a disclaimer. They do have trace amounts of THC in them.
0.3%.
I have to put that in there as a disclaimer. The likelihood that you will pop positive is the same likelihood that you'll pop positive for opiates after eating a poppy seed muffin. So take that for what it is. Definitely be careful if you have a job where they test you regularly or randomly. Keep that in mind. But the reason why we went for a full spectrum instead of pure CBD, a lot of people don't talk about this, and especially a lot of companies like Charlotte Web and those like high profile CBD companies will not discuss that the benefit of full spectrum CBD oil versus pure CBD oil. So I'm going to do my best to try to explain that. I will let you know I am not a medical professional, so please seek medical advice from your primary physician before starting any kind of regimen. But bless you. So the main difference between pure CBD and full spectrum is what's called the entourage effect. So with pure CBD oil, they're extracting multiple times for what's called CBDA or alpha, I think is what it's called. That's like the main cannabinoid that's in like CBD oil or like tea, like marijuana and stuff like that, that has the medical benefits. Now there is some other terpenes, which all these qualify under: THC, CBD, CBDA, CBD. There's so many different ones. There's like hundreds of them from my understanding. There's a bunch of different ones, and they all, like, there's more studies that are coming out on different terpenes on what the benefits of them. Obviously, everyone knows that THC is the psychoactive one. So it's a psychoactive terpene that gives everyone that marijuana high when you smoke marijuana. Ours has like 0.3% THC compared to like a average strain of weed that you buy from a dispensary. It's going to be between 15% and 30%, sometimes a little bit higher percent THC. So just to put that into perspective, you're not going to get high off of our product. But the benefit of having all those terpene profiles is what's called the entourage effect. So it helps your body absorb the different CBDs and different terpenes into your body to work better. Versus when you're doing pure CBD, they're extracting so much that there's only a few terpenes that you're going to be able to absorb. So there are companies that charge more for pure CBD for no reason. It actually is less effective than full spectrum. So here at Philosopher's Apothecary, we want to bring high quality CBD oil, which all of ours comes from California. And it's extracted in California, but their hemp that they're extracting from is grown in Colorado. So it's high grade stuff. It's coming from the same sources as other high grade CBD companies, and we do have our certificate of analysis that we're going to be putting on the website this weekend that shows you how much of everything is in there. And our, we have a 500 milligram orange flavored CBD tincture, and a 1500 milligram tincture orange flavored. And we picked orange because it was honestly out of the flavors that they had to offer from our, supplier. It was just the best tasting, from our perspective. It definitely masked that like, hempy natural taste very, very well. So if you're not a huge fan of like the pot taste, we'll just call it that, this does a really good job at masking it. So we're offering these high quality CBD products for very, very, very low. Now, I know I'm like ranting on about this, but it's our big announcement. It's a shameless plug. I'm even going to have an ad added on to every single podcast episode going forward for this company, because it's just, it honestly, I think it's what the people need right now. So to put it in perspective, most CBD companies sell their oils for like $150 for the 1500 or more, right? And then they sell their 500 milligrams for like 55 or 60. We're selling our 500 milligram for $45. And then our 1500 milligram bottle for 95. So drastically undercutting the competition, just to help people out. I mean, the whole goal is to not like get rich off of this stuff. The whole goal is to help people find affordable, high quality CBD products that they can rely on and that they can use safely. And that was the whole point. On top of that, my wife, who is like, if you don't know, is super creative, super artsy, makes soap. And so she came up with a formula for CBD soap. It's about 15 to 16 milligrams of CBD full spectrum per bar of soap. So, the benefit of using CBD soap is for those that have sensitive skin disorders like fibromyalgia or, eczema or anything of the sort. I know that personally, I use it for our hand soap in the bathroom, and it's helped get rid of like, I don't know if it's eczema, but I do have like a little like skin irritation on my pinky that comes and goes. But as soon as I started using that CBD, it shrunk it down completely to the point where I don't even see it, and it doesn't itch and it doesn't bother me. So it's definitely not made to cure any skin disorders, but the studies are showing, and from my personal testimonial, it is helping with a lot of the symptoms of some skin disorders. My wife personally has eczema, and it's definitely helped her with those symptoms of like itchy skin and dryness and all that. So those bars of soap are only $5. So if you're wanting to test it out, we make it super affordable for people to add it on to their oils or add it on to whatever order you're coming from. Now, those are the only three products right now that we're offering. We are eventually going to add more to our online store. But right now, it just made sense. These are, you know, the 500 and 1500 milligram are the more popular CBD products besides like vape juice and stuff like that, which we plan to add, and also flower. So CBD flower. So if you're like a prior marijuana smoker and you're trying to get away from marijuana and you want to smoke a very low THC, high CBD strain, we eventually are going to offer that as well. It's just testing the waters to see how people like our products, and then going forward, we'll start adding that. So that's my little shameless plug. Again, the website is called philosapothecary.com. It's all one word, philosapothecary.com. The company is Philosophers Apothecary. I will be putting together some social media sites so you guys can learn a little bit about us, the founders, who works behind the scenes, who's doing the fulfillment orders, what are the benefits of using CBD, and stuff like that. So with all that said, we can also get to the rest of this episode. So I am quarantined. What's that? I am going to make it short. This is the first time I've ever recorded in bed, and definitely with like a bunch of ferrets running around. Klaus was like on my keyboard for like right before I started recording, and I was like, dude, you got to like find somewhere else. Like, go away. But as I announced earlier, I'm officially in quarantine, so I'm going to be dedicating all my time to iCon't Even. So everything iCon't Even related, the vlog, the blog, the podcast, and Philosopher's Apothecary. So be prepared to be bombarded by a shit ton of content, because my wife and I just, we don't have anything else to do. I mean, she still has work. Are you still going to be working, like nannying and caretaking, caregiving? Okay. So she'll still be working. But I do know that our entire household has a rudimentary schedule just to keep us all sane. During these times right now, it's super important to like just distance yourself. I've definitely felt uneasy knocking doors all last week. And I was very relieved that Friday night my boss calls me. He actually had to wake me up. My wife had to wake me up because I was out. I was so tired. To tell me that they're suspending door-to-door operations for 2 weeks. I'm very grateful because, you know, if you listen to Friday's episode, I was like, you know, fuck it, like, I gotta, like, provide for my wife and gotta work, I gotta protect families. But at the same time right now, protecting families right now consists of, like, distancing myself. Although I may not be sick, we do know that COVID spreads rapidly through those that are asymptomatic. I definitely would not feel good harming someone else or getting someone sick to the point where they're hospitalized or worse, they die. I don't want that weighing on me. So I'm very proud of my company. We're a big company. So, and we just went public. So this is definitely not ideal, for us and our investors and everything, but, we will prevail. Vivint's a very capable and very well-known and very strong company. So I know we'll do well. In the meantime, though, if you get a call from me, blame COVID-19. I am literally just going to be cold calling people. Not friends and family. I'll just be cold calling from a phone book, literally just 100 to 200 people a day just to like try and generate some sales. Our technicians all have to be tested now before they can work, and they have to go through like a daily like health check that they're instilling Monday. So that's awesome that they're providing that. I hope my technicians down here in Laredo can get tested and like we can like quickly, right? Because Vivint's a big company, right, doesn't mean that, like, all of a sudden there's an abundance of COVID-19 testing. Like, I think right now, still in Laredo, they're not fully accessible. You have to be showing symptoms or be worried or be... They have to what?
Send them to San Antonio.
Oh, so...
They have to test with a lab in San Antonio.
Okay, so on top of... having to show symptoms or be around someone who was tested positive, then you have to see your general physician, and then you have to be recommended. Then they take a swab, I'm assuming, right? Just like when they test for like strep and stuff like that, since COVID's like right there at the back of the throat. I'm assuming they're taking a swab, and then they have to send it to San Antonio, which is about 2.5 hours away from Laredo, where they'll do the testing. So it's going to take some time. It's going to take some adjustments. But again, I'm really proud to work for a company that cares about people's health. And, you know, although I'm not hourly, I'm 100% commission. It does mean a lot to me that they are doing, they're doing this out of, you know, social responsibility, and care for the general public's health. You know, I can't even say that a lot of companies don't care. There's been a lot of great big companies that have stepped up over the past few weeks during this breakout and have done some wonderful things. So I'm just glad that Vivint's stepping up and doing their part as well. With that said, though, I am still looking to protect families. I'm just not doing it door to door so that I'm not endangering anyone. So with that said, though, if you are looking for a Vivint alarm system or you want a free quote, you can go ahead and DM me. You can shoot me a text if you have my number. You can email me. You can leave a comment. I would love to reach out and, you know, show you how, you know, some of you could benefit from what we have to offer. Okay, so two shameless plugs there. Besides that, today's been interesting. I went on a very long walk, and I got to hang out with the family, and we did. It was a family friend's birthday. Happy birthday, Cordelia. So her and her son came over, and we all drank and ate burgers and played Farkle, which has become our favorite game since we went to Oklahoma to meet April's biological family. So shout out to all of you. You guys rock. Thank you for introducing such an awesome game. If you've never played Farkle, you haven't lived. Farkle is probably the best family game ever invented, besides Phase 10. So we did that and cleaned. We did a lot of cleaning today, and a lot of this week will consist of like purging. So if you haven't heard my podcast episode yet on purging, Klaus, dude, he's for like the past like 3 minutes tried to get onto the keyboard. He is just like obsessed with getting on my MacBook's keyboard. This may be the one and only time that I record in the bedroom. I don't even know how the audio sounds. I just hope it sounds well enough for you guys to enjoy. Purging, Time to Purge is a podcast episode that you guys should go back and listen to. It'll give you some ideas right now while we're all quarantined and spring cleaning's already around the corner anyways, where you can purge some unnecessary items and like some ideas to not necessarily become a minimalist, because that is not ideal for most families, but to take some ideas from a minimalist to minimize some of the, I don't know, tendency to hoard or clutter that we have around houses, right? We all collect crap, period. Especially nowadays with like fast fashion being like the norm for really anywhere, including Walmart. People have clothes that they haven't worn in years still hanging up in their closet, right? It's like either time to put it in a box and save it for a seasonal thing, right? Like winter clothes and stuff like that, or time to donate it, or maybe even throw it away if it's just like nasty. Yeah, check out that podcast episode. I do have some ideas, and I have a link. I believe I still have the link up there, to the article that inspired some of the ideas. 'Cause that's what April and I are going to be doing. The goal eventually is to have a video podcast that I can publish on YouTube for you guys. So that, it can, you know, reach a broader audience, but also you can kind of put a face to the name. Some of my audience, they're from all over the world, Bahrain, Australia, anything, like anywhere. Like, I've not met you guys, I don't think, unless it's someone military, that's in Bahrain. But I want to be able to like put something a little bit more visual for you guys on top of the vlog, so that it's just more personable. So we're going to be cleaning out the extra room and like setting it up for video podcasting, so that at least once a week, maybe during the Shoot the Shit Sundays or something, you guys can get a visual, if not for all of them. And I think that's it. I already talked about the Tom Brady thing, which kind of like threw me off. I think I talked about that Friday. Shout out to Dylan. I love my little brother. called him today and we chatted, and it was a really good phone call. So just wanted to show my appreciation. And yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. I still don't know anyone personally who has tested positive for COVID-19, so that's good. I hope it stays that way, and I hope everyone is doing well. I know these times right now aren't economically the best, but I have full confidence that we'll all pull through, especially if our government, and especially if Trump actually steps up and starts paying us during these tough times. Because if this goes longer than a few weeks or a month, I think some people are going to be in trouble. So I think the universal base income would help. Yang gang. Peace. All right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. Again, I hope that brought some enjoyment and some joy into your life. It was a relatively quick one in comparison to some of my other Shoot the Shit Sundays or solo podcast episodes. But nevertheless, I hope you learned something, and I hope you do visit my new store. Please like and subscribe and comment down below. Especially if you're an Apple Podcast listener, that definitely helps the algorithm and more people to find me. Share it with your friends and family, coworkers, neighbors. Right now, everyone's quarantined, so I'm sure everyone's looking for some juicy, juicy content to listen to. Hopefully, I provide that. You can follow me at iconteven.home.blog. You could also find me at Instagram. Or on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all iconteven or iconteven blog. Twitter's iconteven number 2. That's a little weird. Check out my YouTube channel, iconteven, all one word, iKANTEVEN. And also check out my new online store at Square. It's philosapothecary.com. For your affordable CBD needs. Again, that is philosapothecary.com. philosapothecary.com. I will have a fresh episode for you guys on Monday, tomorrow. And I will also have... Oh, it's today? Damn. Today's Sunday, huh? I didn't have a vlog post for you guys. I'll put that out tomorrow too. Damn, I really got to get better at this. Now that I have more free time, there's really no excuse. So, I will have a new video and a new podcast ready for you guys tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, whatever hour you have left of it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.